I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Cardinal Timothy Dolan stated that while bishops at the Fall General Assembly were disappointed over postponing their votes on proposals regarding clergy sex abuse, they realized that even without a vote, a, quote, productive discussion on them could still be had. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, president of the U.S. Bishops' Conference, said that because the abuse of minors is not just a Catholic or American problem, he believes that Pope Francis, while appreciative of the efforts U.S. bishops are making, likely wants them to be a part of a larger discussion. Cardinal DiNardo added that he feels the Vatican made their request to postpone the votes until after a February meeting between Pope Francis and Bishops' Conference presidents from around the world so that he would, quote, come with an open mind to the meeting instead of with his mindset and determined on things. Israel's Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned his position in protest over a ceasefire deal with Gaza militants. Lieberman stated he could not serve a government that supported a ceasefire that was essentially surrendering to terrorism. His resignation will take effect in 48 hours, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will serve as interim defense minister. Netanyahu has received criticism for agreeing to the ceasefire, both from his own party and those in the border towns that have been hit by rockets. He defended his decision, saying that he sees the, quote, big picture of Israel's security that I cannot share with the public. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission released its annual report, and in it they cautioned that purchasing internet-linked devices that are made in China leaves the U.S. susceptible to security breaches that could put important infrastructure at risk. China produces a number of items that have sensors which collect and share data and connect to the internet. Those devices could be a range of things, including household appliances, to warehouse delivery systems, to aerial drones. However, because many of those items also lack security protections, the commission warned that they create a large number of vulnerability points that, quote, hackers or malicious state actors can exploit to hold U.S. critical infrastructure, businesses, and individuals at risk. Pope Francis will be visiting Morocco for a two-day apostolic visit next year. The Pope accepted an invitation by Moroccan King Mohammed VI and will be making his visit March 30th through 31st. Speaking about the potential of a visit earlier this year, Vincenzo Ambinante, Italian honorary consul to the Kingdom of Morocco, said a visit by the Pope would highlight Morocco's importance as, quote, a center of excellence in intercultural and interreligious dialogue. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.